Today on Beacon Hill, the Massachusetts Senate rolls out its proposal for health care cost control in Massachusetts. It follows a similar plan the House released on Friday. One major difference is the Senate version would not require hospitals to pay a so-called luxury tax when they're deemed to have charged too much for services. The Senate chair of the Health Care Financing Committee, Senator Richard Moore, says the Senate bill does not punish providers.
We tend to be less regulatory and more setting up the structure that will help providers and payers to reach the cost reduction goals.
For more on the plan this morning, we're joined now by WBUR's Kerry Goldberg from our Common Health blog at WBUR.org. Good morning and good to see you early in the morning.
You too, Bob.
Kerry, what are the major elements in the Senate bill coming out this morning?
Well, first of all, Bob, let me say we only have the summary of the Senate bill at this point rather than the bill itself, so we don't have the full details. But as you said, the Senate plan has several elements that are very similar to the House plan that came out last week. It would set a specific cap on how much health costs can rise in a given year, basically a target that would link the growth in health costs to how quickly the state economy is growing. And it would encourage the movement that's already underway toward putting doctors on a budget rather than paying them for each procedure. It would aim to get all doctors using electronic medical records, which is also something that's already happening. And it would put more emphasis on prevention and wellness instead of letting people get sick and then treating them.
Well, those are the similarities. What are the differences, the major differences that you see between the House and Senate versions?
Well, a couple of differences are already clear. One is that the cap on the health cost growth that the Senate is proposing is a little more forgiving than the House version. And the House had proposed that high-priced hospitals that fail to justify those prices should pay a 10% surcharge or tax into a fund that would help out needy hospitals. That's not in the Senate version. Also, the Senate plan specifies that $100 million would go toward prevention and wellness over the next 5 years.
Do you think then that the hospital industry might be more willing to back the Senate version than the House version?
If I were in the hospital industry, I would consider it a little friendlier, yes.
All right, so what happens now?
So now the House and the Senate will need to sit down and hammer out their differences, which don't seem all that great at first glance.
Senate President Therese Murray has been very optimistic in terms of the timetable that she's put forth for passage of a final bill, you know, after a compromise is worked out. She wants it passed by July. Do you sense that can happen on Beacon Hill?
Well, you're asking me to be foolhardy enough to predict Massachusetts politics. All I can say is that people who were around when the landmark 2006 health reform passed say that an amazing amount can get done when that summer end of session deadline is looming.
All right. So big picture question to close here. How big a change will we see here if a bill containing most of these provisions does become law here in Massachusetts and we move into health care cost control?
Well, medicine is already changing in a lot of these ways as doctors and hospitals try to control costs, even without the added push that comes from further reform. But it does seem like if this reform passes, that will accelerate that change. And one really interesting prospect is that just as Massachusetts is seen as the laboratory for getting just about everybody covered by health insurance, this next cost-cutting phase of reform could also serve as a model for the rest of the country.
Kerry, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to have your perspective.
Thanks, Bob.
WBUR's Kerry Goldberg is co-host of the Common Health blog at our website, WBUR.org. There's a lot more there today on this. Read it.